Hey guys, this is Erica with In the Trenches podcast. So on this podcast, I want to talk about just living a life as a Christian and things that might not be talked about much in the church, like demons, Halloween, compromise, lukewarmness, you name it, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about things that a lot of people see, but they think, you know, I can't say anything. But, you know, the Bible talks about us not wrestling against flesh and blood, but spirits. So let's talk about that. First off, I want to start off by kind of giving you a brief testimony of where I came from. So I didn't really come from a Christian background. God wasn't really a talk in my house. Seen a lot of anger growing up, but my parents did the best they could with what they had. They just didn't know how to love me effectively because they didn't know Christ, and that's, you know, all of us. So as I grew up, I started handling things with anger also, just like my family did. I just repeated the cycle. So my rock bottom was basically getting locked up and for fighting, you know, and just being very rebellious. So when I got put in jail, I was never really in trouble and stuff as a kid, but I ended up turning into somebody that I didn't even like. I didn't even recognize who I was. And that was my rock bottom to just, you know, I started being curious of like, there's got to be more to life because I keep trying to get out of the bondage I'm in, but I can't do it on my own. So after I got out of the jail, I picked up the Bible for the first time in a long time. And actually, the first time I actually read it was right after I came home from jail, because I'm like, there's got to be something more to this. So fast forward to when I was like 7-8 months pregnant with my son, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And I just had it. The Lord set me on fire for the things of Him, like boldness and just, you know, speaking the truth in love and just being fully sold out for Him. And when I would go into churches and stuff, I didn't realize, because I wasn't grown up in church, how compromised Christians are in America. Like, it's so bad. You know, I got a job working as like a daycare worker in a church. And, you know, there's literally Christians that don't believe the word. They cuss like a sailor. They party. They do everything the world does. But then on Sunday mornings, they come and worship Jesus. It makes no sense. And as they're pulling out of the parking lot, they're bumping to some secular artist, y'all. It's crazy to me. But we're going to talk about these things. And I want to start off, I'm going to go ahead and go, you know, let's just go ahead and start it off controversial, because this is a subject that the church lacks talking about at all. And I think a lot of times it's a demonic presence keeping people silent, because in Mark 16 and 17, it says that these signs shall follow those who believe. So that means that every believer should be operating in this, laying hands on the sick, they shall recover, you know, people raising from the dead and casting out demons. That is the one that is so controversial that, you know, the Lord opened my eyes to this subject a couple years ago when I did deliverance on somebody, because I had been, really, the Lord was working on me and showing me, like, this is something the church lacks, that people are still in bondage. And I actually, you know, performed a deliverance in Jesus' name with one of my friends that I've had for a long time. And let me tell you, you cannot unsee what you see. You know what I'm saying? When you see somebody that you've known for many years, most of my life, since I was 5 years old, I've known this person. When they are speaking out of their mouth and it's not them, there's no faking this. Like, this is real stuff, and we're going to have to talk about demons, deliverance. This needs to be talked about more because it's such a subject that nobody wants to recognize. The Bible says that, but we have to leave our elementary, like, repentance and go on to more solid spiritual food. And we have to start operating in the commission that Christ called us to walk in. So, you know, you hear about deliverance and you hear about, you know, these crazy things, and those things do happen, but a lot of times it's, you know, sometimes it's very calm, and sometimes, like the first time, it was not calm at all. It was very, you know, like witch laughter when witchcraft, you know, surfaced. But these things need to be called out because the enemy has literally been in the dark for so long and been tormenting Christians. Yes, I do believe that Christians can have demons, not possessed, but oppressed. Okay. And in the original term, it is called demonized. So we can be influenced by demonic influence. When we open the door for the enemy and we live in sin, we are opening that door and keeping that door open. If we give the enemy legal right to come in and torment our life, he's going to. So, you know, we have to get out of this, you know, oh, a Christian can't have a demon, because why is it in the word that so many of Jesus's casting out of demons was done in the synagogue? So we need to get out of this mindset of this, because it's just a straight lie from the pits. And I've seen it. I've been delivered. I was delivered in the movie Come Out in Jesus' Name after they had, you know, the mass deliverance. And, you know, this was a couple weeks after I performed deliverance on somebody. And I knew something was there, because that day that I did deliverance, I was angry. You know, I was very angry, and that spirit was mad that I was going to help that girl get freedom. So it was spiritual warfare for me. But yeah, we're going to talk about all these things and, you know, just bring to light what the enemy has tried to keep in the dark for so long. It's really, you know, getting to the point where it's like, if we don't talk about it, we are giving the enemy legal right. Now, I believe that Christians need both discipline and deliverance. What I mean by that, if you are not reading your word and you're not crucifying your flesh, some of these things can be flesh, but if you're doing that, if you're reading the word, if you're spending time with the Lord, and you are still being, you know, there's still things happening that you're like, why is this like this? I'm dying to myself. A lot of times a spirit can be behind it. So we're going to talk about these things on this podcast. So, you know, next time, and y'all message in, tell me what you would like to hear. And another topic we're going to talk about is Halloween. And a lot of people don't want to talk about this, but Halloween should not be celebrated by Christians. I'm just going to say that it gives the enemy such legal right, because when we participate in Halloween, we are celebrating darkness. I don't see Jesus in any of this. Like, for a Christian to have decorations up of like dead bodies hanging out of the trees, that's demonic. Like, let's come out of that, because that's compromise. And, you know, in Revelation, it says if we are lukewarm, it literally makes the Lord sick. He will spit us out of his mouth. So we need to come out of this place of just American Christianity and walk into the Christianity that's in the Bible. Because what I'm seeing, what I have been seeing in American Christianity, and, you know, everywhere, you know, there's so much compromise, and it's not, people aren't dying to themselves. They're living in the flesh and coming in on Sunday morning and just living like the world. When I was in the world, there was Christians that were so mean to me, like the meanest people, you sometimes can be found in the church. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants this Pharisee spirit. So people, you know, put a arm out for Jesus and say, no, I don't want what you got. But that is exactly what the enemy has done for years, is he's kept people in bondage because these Pharisees push people away. You know, I do not fit in a religious box. I have tattoos. I wear pants. You know, I am fully sold out for Jesus, but I don't fit in the religious box. So we are going to talk about this. I came from straight the world, you know, drugs, jail, all of that. So we're going to talk about this stuff, and we are going to expose the darkness. So stay tuned, and we will see you soon.